It's time for the T100 Animal House Pet Project. As we team with the Licking County Humane Society, we have dogs and cats that need forever homes, and maybe your home is the perfect place. And with today's introductions of our double feature, here's Kelly Smith.
Hello, Wally. This week, let's talk about two of the sweetest boys around, Cole and Buddy. Cole is a one-year-old large hound mix, and he's been with us for 3 weeks. He has a silky, soft brown and white coat, and he is just one of the nicest dogs you'll meet. He loves people, he loves attention, and he loves being active. Cole will probably be okay around other dogs. We do not know yet how he would do with other cats. Buddy is a very entertaining one-year-old cat with orange and white fur and the best tail for miles around. He loves attention, just like Cole. And he's very vocal when asking for pets, belly rubs, and chin scratches. Buddy needs to be the only king in his castle, but he'll give you so much love that you won't want any other pets. If you've been looking for a dog, but you also love cats, and you know a cat is better for your lifestyle, you should come meet Buddy. He's one of those cats who thinks he's a dog. If you'd like to meet Cole or Buddy or any of our other pets, stop by the shelter. We're open 12 to 6 Thursday and 12 to 4 Friday through Sunday.
Perfect. A dog that doesn't bark.
Exactly. And in the, you know, he actually does like to walk around our shelter on a leash with a harness. So we have a few videos on our Facebook page, and I think one will be up on your website of Buddy being taken for a little walk.
There we go. Everybody loves a big belly scratch as well. Let's talk about springtime. It's adoption time, and we have the need for fostering.
Absolutely. So, you know, our shelter, just like every shelter, is limited as to how many animals we can take in, even though we'd love to be able to take every, you know, animal that needs our help. So we rely heavily on our foster families to also open their homes and take some animals in need. So if you are interested in opening up your home on a temporary basis to some animals in need, you could join our foster family network. These are the families that give young, sick, injured, abused, under-socialized animals a chance to heal and grow before finding their forever homes. And like I said, your work not only helps the animal who's directly in your care, but it also opens up more room at the shelter for us to serve more animals. If you'd like to learn more about how to become a foster parent, please go to our website at lchspets.org/foster-care.
And as always, be that responsible pet owner. Have your dogs and cats neutered and spayed and your dogs licensed.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Wally.